This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The spring concert by the vocal group Cantus Novus is coming up Friday, March 9th at 7 p.m. at the Mennonite Church of Normal. The director of the group is Tim Fredstrom, who also teaches in the School of Music at Illinois State University. Fredstrom says Cantus Novus is a community choir that was founded about 20 years ago by a group who just loved choral music.
And they wanted to put together a choir that could sing repertoire a little different than they might sing in like civic chorale here at ISU or maybe in their church choirs.
Is this a mixed?
It is. It is a mixed choir, SATB. About 36
SATB?
Soprano, alto, tenor, bass.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. About 36 members, and we rehearse Sunday afternoons from 2:30 to 4:30.
So you started as the director in August of 2016. Why were you attracted to this group, and why did you want to be its leader?
I sang with the group for a while, a few years ago, and then my schedule didn't allow, and so I had to drop out for a while. But I always enjoyed the group, and I enjoy working with choirs, working with a mixed choir. Here at ISU, I direct the men's glee, and then so it was an opportunity to work with the soprano, alto, tenor, bass choir, which was a little different, and with also a choir of different age singers than collegiate singers.
Why is that important?
Well, it's interesting as a conductor to work on different skills with choirs to help people find good vocal production through lifespan is something I'm very interested in. That's some of what I teach at ISU of how do we help choirs to sound good and when I'm teaching my courses in choral methods. And so I've enjoyed working with this group just to see what tremendous achievement has occurred and the sound of the group has improved wonderfully. And it's just a real joy.
The concert that's coming up in March on the 9th, you are going to have some concert works by Franz Joseph Haydn?
Yes, by Haydn. We're opening the concert with three works by Haydn, an excerpt piece from the Heilige Misa. And then we'll do a setting of Ave Maria. And then a third work on that will be the Te Deum Laudamus. And it's an extended work, a setting of a fairly long hymn that's not done very often. So it's kind of fun.
So why did you choose to do something that's not done very often?
It's a great piece. When I was listening and researching repertoire, it was one that caught my ear. And it's a really good piece for this choir, and they're singing it really nicely.
You're also doing some contemporary choral selections, and you're using the Minnesota choral sound.
Well, that's kind of what I'm talking with the choir about what sound we're going for.
Why Minnesota?
Oh, St. Olaf, Carleton. There's college after college choir in Minnesota. They kind of have a sound. And I actually encourage the choir to listen to the choral stream on Minnesota Public Radio because it's a great resource to hear beautiful choral music. So a little tongue-in-cheek Minnesota sound, but it's works of 20th and 21st century choral composers that are settings of fine poetry, Frost, Rossetti, Edna St. Vincent Millay, and James Aggie. So just interesting texts that have a little bit more harmonic variety that you would expect in more contemporary music, but certainly very tonal and very, very beautiful.
And very approachable.
And very approachable for singer and audience alike.
Now, I understand that the two halves of the concert require different techniques of the group. Could you expand on that?
With the Haydn, we're working on a very light sound, a sound that is very very easily produced, very free-flowing, not letting it get heavy. Like we often think masterwork sound can kind of get a little bit heavy on the choir. So I've been working with the choir to keep a very beautifully light produced tone. Second half of the concert is just a little different approach because the repertoire asks for that. It's a little bit broader tone, certainly, again, not heavy, but just a little bit more robust in the sound.
That's Tim Fredstrom, director of Cantus Novus,
Their spring concert is Friday, March 9th at 7 p.m. at the Mennonite Church of Normal. I'm Laura Kennedy.